السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Narisha, our Cherisha, our Sustainer and Provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing continues to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. You and I, we cannot comprehend its glorification. How do they glorify Allah? May peace and salutations be upon the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his family, and upon his companions till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, indeed the greatest ni'mah, the greatest favor, the greatest bounty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us is this ni'mah of Iman. You and I sitting here today, we are reciters of this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are mu'mineen. We are reciters of this kalima. We have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is, man illah? Who is Allah? Do we really have the knowledge and the ma'rifat? Have we ever pondered as to how great our Creator is? Do we have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? How sad and unfortunate is it today that you meet a Muslim brother, a person who also recites the kalima, who also recites la ilaha illallah, and you ask him, let us sit for a while and talk about the greatest that. Let's talk about our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make some mudhakara and talk about Allah. Say a few words. The person begins by saying, Allah is our creator. Allah is Khaliq. Allah is Razik. And then he's looking for words. He's looking for words. Whereas we can speak about dunya, we can speak about things that are related to this worldly life. We can speak about Ahlul Dunya, the people of this dunya. We can speak about different events that are occurring in this dunya. We can speak about sport. We can speak about different actors and actresses and players making their debut on this day and that day and how many goals and runs he scored. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names and qualities and characteristics. Do we know, have we gained the ma'rifat of Allah? Do we know who our Allah is? And our ulama mentioned that if a person wants to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, if a person wants to understand the greatness of his creator, then there's one of two ways. Look into the kalam of Allah. Look into the Quran. Look into the kitab of Allah. Look into the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to describe himself. How Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam describes Allah. There are so many verses in Quran. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. We know the 99 names of Allah. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, His belongs the most beautiful names. Call unto Allah, beseech Allah, implore your God, implore your Allah. Take by taking these names. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Do we know these names? What they mean? Each of which, subhanAllah, evoke a distinct characteristic for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the word Allah is that comprehensive divine name. So easy. Allah. It has in it the meanings of all the other beautiful names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. In Surah Al-Hashr, Allah says, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He is Allah. There is no ilah but He. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. The knower of the seen and unseen. هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. Every day we read, بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. الْمَلِكُ, the king. Al-Quddus, that holy being. As-Salam, the one free from all defects. Al-Mu'min, the granter of peace and security. Al-Muhaymin, the overseer of his creation. Al-Aziz, that great being. Al-Jabbar, the compeller. Al-Mutakabbir, that supreme being. Allah says, Subhanallah. Subhanallah, amma yushrikun. Glory be to Allah. Allah is high above all what they ascribe as partners to Him. هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقِ. He is Allah, our creator. Al-Bari', the inventor. Al-Musawwir, the bestower, the fashioner. The bestower of forms. لَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah says, His belongs the most beautiful names. يُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth, continue to glorify Allah. See the word yusabbih. For those who appreciate the Arabic language will understand. Yusabbih. They were making tasbih. They continue to make tasbih. Right at the beginning I said, you insan, you and I, we cannot comprehend this glorification. Right now, the birds, the fish, all the dawab, the animals, the creatures, are all making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma fi samawati wal ard. Whatever is the heaven, whatever is on this earth, they continue to make the tasbih of Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the all-powerful, the all-wise. On the tongue of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did Allah say? الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. Who is Allah? The one who created me. Then it is He who guides me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. Allah feeds me. It is He who gives me to drink. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I become sick, when I take ill, who cures me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحِينَ. Allah gives mort. Allah grants death. Allah will resurrect me also. Allah will reproduce me on the day of Qiyamah. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعْ. He is Allah. That being upon whom I have high hopes. أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. He'll forgive for me my gunas on the day of Qiyamah. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Say, oh Allah, مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. The possessor of dominion, kingdom, sovereignty. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give, you grant this mulk, this kingdom to whomsoever you will. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. You snatch it away from whomsoever you will. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You exalt whomsoever you will in this dunya. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You debase whomsoever you will in this dunya. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In your hand lies all goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. You can do whatever you want to do. Nobody questions Allah. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Allah is never questioned as to what He does. Rather, you and I, we are questioned. Nobody can put back the decision of Allah. Nobody can ward off His decision. Nobody can put back the hukam of Allah. What Allah intends will definitely occur. Manillah, manillah. Who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is Allah? Look into the Quran. So many verses. Talk about this greatness. Why? Insan, we need to gain the marifat of Allah. If you bring iman in Allah, we say la ilaha illallah. Understand who is Allah? Marifat of Allah. That is why some tafasir we see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when I created him, I created him to worship me. And in the tafsir of that is for him to also recognize me. He must understand who is Allah. So that iman, when we speak about the greatness of Allah, then conviction and certitude comes into our hearts. Man illah. Ulama say, look into the kalam of Allah. Or look into the makhlukat of Allah. Look into the creation of Allah. Everything will testify and will give shahada to the fact that there is only one Allah. وفي كل شيء له آية تدل على أنه واحد تدل على أنه واحد. Allah says وفي أنفسكم. Okay, don't look too far. Look at yourselves. You are right here. Look at yourselves. وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. Will you then not see? Will you then not see my power, my greatness? Look at your eyes with which you see. Look at your hands with which you feel, with which you touch. Look at your ears with which you hear. Your mouth, your tongue, your nose, your feet with which you walk. All of these limbs will testify that there is only one Allah. And greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. And Allah alone. When a child is born, the first words that entered the child's ears, what are the first words that we call out in the child's ear? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We call somebody, some alim, give the adhan. Allahu Akbar. So the child is born, we're giving adhan. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That from cradle till grave, this child will be reminded daily, this insan will be reminded daily. When the muazzin is calling to the five salawat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, and greatness belongs to Allah and Allah alone. Nobody is great. Insan, you are nothing. You are an abd. Look at the makhluqat of Allah. Look at the sama'. Look at the sky. خلق السماوات. Allah created the sama', the samawat. Do you see a pillar that's holding the sky? Allah says, بِغَيْرِ عَمَّدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. You and I sitting on this earth. What does Allah say? وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِي. There are firm peg mountains here on this earth. Lest this earth will be shaking with you. Do you feel it? No. We are moving. This earth is moving. We are on earth. But do we feel it? At such a speed, subhanAllah, it's moving. But we don't feel it. Allah Pak put these mountains. These are all makhlukat of Allah. The sun, the moon, the jibal, the mountains, the bihar, the anhar, the waters of the ocean. Maraj al-bahrain yaltaqiyan. Allah let loose two seas. In one verse Allah says, هذا عذب فرات وهذا ملح أجاج. The water of one sea is salty, is sweet, and Allah says, هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَات. Tafsir of Furat, شَدِيدُ الْعُذُوبَ. The water of one sea is sweet. And not just sweet, it is very sweet. وَهَذَا مِلْحُ الْأُجَاجِ. And the water of the other sea is milh. Milh is salty. And not just salty, ujaj. It is very salty. So these two seas, Allah talks about them in Quran. Allah says they meet, يلتقيان. Subhanallah, one is sweet and the other is salty. But then Allah says, بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخ. Between the two seas, there's a fine barrier. The waters meet. But the waters of each ocean does not merge into the other ocean. So the properties of one do not merge into the other. What is salty remains salty. What is sweet remains sweet. Whose kudra is this? Who created something like this? Allah. Our rozi is coming from Allah. Our rizq is coming from Allah. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah has taken it upon Himself to provide for you. To provide for you. There's one incident that comes in hadith. Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In Makkah and Mukarramah. So, in the days of Makkah, before they made Hijrah, the kuffar of Quraysh, they were giving them all sort of taklif, trouble, harm, punishing them, giving them azab. So they were subjected to different types of torture, etc. And they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like, can we retaliate? Or can we defend our haq? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wait, wait. The order for jihad didn't yet come. When they migrated to Madinah Munawwara, then the verse came, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. Now ijazat, permission, leave is granted for those people who were fought in the days of, in Makkah, that now they are allowed to defend their hukuk, their rights, because they were oppressed, etc. But when they came to Madinah Munawwara, so there's one hadith, Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we are coming to Madinah. We are making hijrah. Allah is asking us to make this hijrah. Allah says, Ya ibadi, inna ardi wasi'ah, my land is vast. Fa'iyaya fa'abudun. The point is, worship me. Make my ibadah. In other words, make this hijrah. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu now migrating. But they also worried. There's this concern and fikr. And he's saying, but Ya Rasulullah, in Madinah, laysa lana bihi, in this town, we don't have any aqar wala mal. There's no house for us there, there's no property there, there's no wealth there. Perhaps many Sahaba migrating from Makkah didn't know anybody in Medina, no family also, because they're from Makkah. Verses were revealed. Ya ibadi, O my banda, make this hijrah. Inna ardi wasi'ah, my land is vast, worship me. Two or three verses, or two verses later, Allah says, if you're worried about that rozi, if you're worried about that rizq, I want to tell you something. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. How many a creature on this earth, physically, literally, cannot even carry its own rizq? Who's providing for that creature? Allahu يَرْزُقُهَا. Allah is providing for that creature, and don't forget, وَإِيَّاكُمْ. Allah is providing for you also. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Look at these two sifat, qualities. Allah says, I'm Sami'. In other words, I heard what you said. Al-Alim, I know well the thoughts that are also crossing your mind. I'm there for you. I'm there for you, my Sahaba. I'm there. Allah's Qudrat. Insan, we think we know everything. You know, what is our title in this dunya? What is our title? Insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us in the Quran, O my banda, we are the ibad, wa ibadur rahmani alladhina yamshuna ala al-ard. Ya ibadi. Throughout Quran we see ibad, ibad. There can be no lower job description given to anybody than the maqam of being an abd. We are right down. And there can be no greater maqam than the maqam of Rabb, Allah. And subhanAllah, insan, we think, no, we have the power. We think that we know everything. Insan, what do you know? What do we know? We don't know anything. Subhanak, la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. Who said that? A great force of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is stronger than insan, that is the malaika. Malaika, when Allah is creating Adam. Long story. What Allah says, I'm creating Adam. Malaika said, but why are you creating a man? And then Allah says, I know what you do not know. What Malaika said, Subhana, glory be to you, Ya Allah. La ilma lana, la ilma lana. We don't know anything. What we know, illa ma 'allamtana, what you taught us. That much we know. Insan, you and I, we still feel we know it all. Do you know what is our maqam? How much of knowledge do we have? Subhanallah. We don't know anything. We don't know anything. We think we know. We don't know. Allah subhanahu, one of my most favorite verses in Quran. Subhanallah. Wallahu akhrajakum la ta'lamuna shay'a. Allah says, Allah brought you. Allah removed you from the bellies of your mothers. It was not the doctor. He was there as a means. It was not the C-section. They were there as a means. Allah brought us into this dunya. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. Look at this again, you'll understand. For those who understand a little bit of the Arabic language, again you'll appreciate this. Allah could have said, ma alimtum shay'an, and you didn't know anything. Which person sitting here today remembers the day he was born into this dunya? So if Allah said, ma alimtum shay'an, and you didn't know anything, that's understandable, because who remembers that day? But Allah wants to show us something, insan. La ta'alamuna. You still don't know anything. What you know? Why you think you are great? Greatness belongs to one that. Greatness belongs to Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We're repeating that. Greatness belongs to Allah. You know, we read Ayatul Kursi. Ayatul Kursi. Why do we read Ayatul Kursi? Many of us read Ayatul Kursi for hifaba, for protection. So that is why we read Ayatul Kursi. So in the morning when you wake up, we say, right, read Ayatul Kursi. When you go into your shop, read Ayatul Kursi. On your family, Ayatul Kursi. So you read, you blow, etc. Why? For hifazat, hifazat, protection. What is Ayatul Kursi? Oh, subhanallah. What is Ayatul Kursi? Nabi SAW called Ayatul, one ayah, one ayah. This one ayah, Nabi SAW called it Sayyidatu Ayatul Quran. Sayyidatu Ayatul Quran. You know, the grandmost, or like the main, or the grandmost ayah of the entire Quran. Why? Why? Because in Ayatul Kursi, what does Ayatul Kursi contain? Talks about Allah's power, Allah's qudra, Allah's power. Throughout Ayatul Kursi, we only see Allah's power. That is why we read this. And in Ayatul Kursi, now I'm going to use a hadith as an example, just for you to understand when we talk about this qudra. How great Allah must be. How great His qudra must be. Allah talks about His kursi. So we're saying Ayatul Kursi, but do we know what is this kursi? What is a kursi? A kursi, when translated, translated like a footstool. Allah says, you want to know what my kursi is? وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Subhanallah. Just my kursi encompasses the heavens and the earth. Follow, my dear brothers. Don't lose focus. Don't lose track. Follow. One is the kursi. One is the arsh of Allah. They are not the same thing. Ayatul Kursi is talking about the kursi of Allah. Then there is something different. Something totally different. That is the arsh of Allah. The arsh of Allah is translated as a throne. A throne. And the kursi is translated as a footstool. Now there's a hadith. Nabi Sallam said, there's seven heavens. Seven heavens. I want to show you, just through an example, how great Allah's qudra must be. There are seven heavens. The distance between each heaven, so the distance between Samaa'ud Dunya and the next heaven, is a distance of 500 years. And then between sky 1 and 2, 2 and 3, 3 and 4, until we get to the seventh heaven. So between every sky, a distance of 500 years, we come to the seventh heaven. Above the seventh heaven, we just read the verse now, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Above the seventh heaven comes the kursi of Allah. So the kursi of Allah encompasses now the heavens and the earth. Above the kursi of Allah comes the arsh of Allah. And the arsh of Allah is now encompassing every single thing. And loftier than the maqam of this, greater than this in maqam, loftier than this, is the maqam of Allah. Without giving Allah any physical place, without attributing any physical place, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from place and time. This is just a mithal, an example, to show the ibad, the bondsman of Allah, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. My dear brothers and elders in Islam, you heard what you heard. The ayat of Quran, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the names of Allah, the qualities and attributes of Allah. His belongs the most beautiful names. Quran says, Yusabbih, so many places. Whatever is on this in the heaven, whatever is on this earth, they didn't make tasbih of Allah once and then after that they forgot Allah. No. They continue to make the tasbih of Allah. You and I also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran asks us to remember Allah, to glorify Allah, make the tasbih of Allah, to gain the marifat of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and see, look into the Quran and look into the hadith and ponder, and ponder, and ponder over the greatness of Allah. In that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instill within us His marifat. He will give us His recognition. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.